This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America as we celebrate another of the greats of jazz history who passed away far too early. Wes Montgomery, the great guitarist, would have been 91 years old on the 6th of March. We'll celebrate him today here on VOA's Jazz America. If you're talking about jazz guitar and you simply use the three-letter word Wes, everybody who knows jazz knows who you're talking about. John Leslie Montgomery of Indianapolis, Indiana, in the upper Midwest, in the center of the United States of America, not necessarily thought of as one of the great centers for jazz, but as you'll find out, not only was Wes Montgomery from Indianapolis, Indiana, but other famous jazzers too. In the next couple of hours of Jazz America, you'll learn much more about Wes Montgomery and get some thoughts from some other great jazz musicians who certainly were influenced by him, as so many, if not all, jazz guitarists have been. But let's begin with a little bit of music from a 1961 release titled The Montgomery Brothers Groove Yard. Here is the title cut from that work, as Wes Montgomery plays guitar alongside his talented brothers Buddy Montgomery on piano and Monk Montgomery on the bass. Here is Groove Yard, the Carl Perkins classic composition, with Wes Montgomery on guitar to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
swing, swing. Be real cutting jitterbug today. Oh, you got to step with the light. Swing with all your might. Be real cutting, you got to cut just right. Oh, when they play swing music sweet, put that rhythm in your feet. Yeah, you go to town like a hound. You got to act just like a clown. Be real cutter, you got to swing that thing. Yeah, you got to swing, swing, and swing. Swing, 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 and swing. Be real cutting jitterbug today. Yeah, you got to step with the light. Dance with all your might. Be real cutter, you got to cut just right. Oh, when they play swing music sweet, puts that red hot rhythm all in your feet. Yeah, you go to town like a hound. Got to act just like a clown. Be real cutter, you got to swing that thing.
Is vocalist Catherine Russell from her brand new release, Bring It Back. Sounding like it could have been recorded in the early part of the 20th century, instead, it was recorded in the 21st century, as Catherine Russell, the great vocalist, recreated the sound of, say, the Hot Club of France or the music halls of New Orleans or Chicago in the early part of the 20th century. Louis Armstrong sound. And her father, Louis Russell, worked with Louis Armstrong, and that's the sound she was trying to bring back with this new release. You got to swing and sway. Hope you enjoyed that. Well, we're going to bring back the sound of the original Wes Montgomery, recreated in an homage to him from the great guitarist Pat Martino. From his album, Remember, a tribute to Wes Montgomery, we'll hear his version of one of Wes's classic songs, 4-on-6, after we get some thoughts from Pat Martino about Wes Montgomery here on VOA's Jazz America.
Recently on tour, I was in Indianapolis for the first time performing a Jazz Kitchen, which of course is
Wes's hometown.
Wes's hometown, yeah. And in came one of the most wonderful, wonderful meetings that I've ever experienced, and it was really a magical moment. A Serene Montgomery, Wes's wife, now in her 80s, came out to see me and say hello, and she came in with her son Robert, one of Wes's children, and it was just a super wonderful, wonderful moment. And she loved so much Heartstrings. It seemed to be one of her favorite of Wes's.
Oh, those ladies love those ballads, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was really... Heartstrings were really vibrating between us in those moments.
You mentioned meeting his wife. And I wonder, when you met Wes Montgomery, what kind of exchange happened between you two? Because obviously, this is like meeting one of the greats of all time and a young guy. What were you, 14?
I was 14 years old, yeah.
And became a professional player not long thereafter. But man, it must have inspired you. Give me the story.
Absolutely. My dad, who was a guitar buff, amateur at that, him and Mom took me to Pep's to see the Montgomery Brothers. And here was the Montgomery Brothers in real time. And, of course, I was in the process of copying solos off that album in set time, you know. And suddenly here I am in the midst of reality and the presence of Wes and the twinkle in his eyes and the smile on his face and the neutrality of the craftsmanship that he transcended as an artist was latent within that moment. Mm. And I can't describe it because I do see clear pictures of it. You know, sitting at the bar, the place was packed. And they used to have booths. They had no tables. They used to have booths in the bar. At the end of the set, the Montgomery brothers came off stage, and Wes walked right on over to Dad and us. I think he was twinkled by this little boy sitting there with awe in his eyes. It was like a little kid, you know. And that was me. And he introduced himself to us, and Dad bought him a drink, which was orange juice. I was impressed that he didn't order a drink. You know how kids are with adults. Sure. That's how I met Wes Montgomery. And it was initiated with nothing to do with the instrument, nothing to do with anything professional in it. Thank you.
Pat Martino, paying homage to the great Wes Montgomery with a wonderful representation of Wes Montgomery's composition 4-on-6 with Dave Kikoski on the piano and John Patitucci on the bass playing the part of Wes Montgomery's talented brothers, Buddy and Monk. Well, Wes Montgomery had an interesting aspect to his music, and I have a feeling some of the purists that came before him might have not enjoyed the fact that he was not playing with straight swing rhythms. He was creating his own kind of Wes Montgomery groove, if you will. Well, ever since then, many other jazz musicians have looked to find their own groove, and case in point, young trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, who with his newest release, Face Forward Jeremy, is certainly looking for his own groove and straying from straight swing rhythms. Let's enjoy a taste of that from the album. The song is entitled Stars Are Free, Jeremy Pelt, from Face Forward Jeremy on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. Ah, the dreamy flow of that music from Jeremy Pelt and his latest release, Face Forward, Jeremy, here on VOA's Jazz America. That was a decidedly modern sound from Mr. Pelt, and we're going to get the decidedly classic sound of the great Wes Montgomery to start this next set of music here on VOA's Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's one that has the simple subject line, Hello from Australia. And it reads as follows. Hello, I thought I would send you a note from down under to tell you how much I enjoyed listening to your program, especially when you played the old recordings. What made this all the more special was that I was listening to your program on an original 1930s Hallcrafters communication receiver with that fantastic warm sound you get from the push-pull valve audio of that era. Keep up the good work and those transmitters going. We still like to hear that sound of yesteryear. Ray Poularis, he's the director of Tube Radio Australia. And he even sent me a picture of the radio on which he's listening. Well, thank you so much, Ray, and I will reward your listening with some of the sound of yesteryear. The year specifically, 1968. And it was quite a year for Wes Montgomery, who began his career working with others like Lionel Hampton in the late 1940s and 50s, but then he returned to his home from the road and from the big cities to the smaller city, his hometown of Indianapolis, and began to craft his own solo career. He certainly did that on a high level. He became one of the most famous and popular guitarists that jazz has ever known, and he did that with the help of some very famous people helping him craft his softer, more accessible contemporary sound, if you will. In fact, many people have called Wes Montgomery the father of contemporary jazz. He went away from the harder, small group setting to the big, lush sound created by arranger Don Sobeski and producer Creed Taylor on albums like Road Song, recorded the year of his passing in 1968. Here is the title cut on Jazz America. Thank you.
Thank you.
unique vocal presentation of a talented young lady named Lauren Kinhan from her latest release, Circle in a Square. That's Chasing the Sun, a composition by Lauren Kinhan. And most interesting, this situation on this song, because think about it. What sort of instrument do you think her voice sounded like? She wasn't singing any lyrics. It was using her voice just as another musical instrument, wordless vocal. I thought it was some sort of a mid-range horn. She had an alto flute on that song and also guitar played by the great Brazilian Romero Lubambo. Chasing the Sun, Lauren Kinhan of the group New York Voices, her solo release. Now let's turn once again to another of the great guitarists in the world today and in jazz history, George Benson, as he gives us some thoughts about another of the greats of all time, maybe the greatest guitarist, Wes Montgomery. And then we'll hear his salute to Wes Montgomery. We all remember Wes from George Benson's wonderful live album, Weekend in L.A., here on VOA's Jazz America.
I met him when I was about 17 years old in Pittsburgh. I was working at a local club across the street. It was a bar. We were playing behind the bar on a little tiny stage. And he was playing across the street at the top jazz club in Pittsburgh. Very swank joint, and they regularly had great jazz artists, you know, of that time period. And he was there that week. His brother came over to see me, Buddy Montgomery, and he said, "Wow," he said, "man, you got some great facilities. He said, you should play jazz music." And it never dawned on me to do that before. You know? I said, "No, I could never play jazz because I thought you had to have, you know, special skills to play jazz music," and indeed you do. But I didn't think it was for everybody. I didn't think, you know, that I would be able to learn. It was either, you were either born with it or forget it. And I said, no, I could never play jazz. You know, I was doing R&B and rock and roll and pop music then. And I went across the street to hear Wes play. I remembered his name because for years, musicians had been talking about a guitar player in Indianapolis who they said was the greatest guitar player in the world. I said, well, where's he at? And they said, he won't leave. He won't come out. And then finally I saw his name. I said, I know that name. So I had to go over and hear him, you know. I knew he was great because the top guitar player in my town was at the club. And he never came uptown to hear anybody. But he was there that evening when I walked in. When I saw him, I said, well, this Montgomery guy must be great. So when I heard him play, I didn't hear anything that I could identify. He didn't play with anything that was familiar at all. I couldn't steal anything from him, you know. And he had quite a unique style, but it was very easy to listen to and beautiful and greatly engineered the way he put things together. I met him, and I even asked him, like I used to ask everyone, I said, would you teach me something? You know, I was young and eager to learn. He said, no, he said, I don't think I can teach anybody anything. He said, I'm too busy trying to learn how to play myself. And I said, what? You know.
He was probably saying he was discovering himself every day, you know, and just as I'm sure you do, you understand that now. It's so funny to look back and see something, a point like that, you know.
You hit it on the head. That's exactly right. It took me years to understand exactly what he meant when he said that. I thought he was, you know, being kind of selfish. I thought, oh, he just doesn't want me to learn, you know.
Recorded live in Los Angeles from his famous album, Weekend in L.A., the live recording of We All Remember Wes, George Benson's composition in honor of Wes Montgomery, just another of the fantastic guitarists of jazz today who learned their lessons from Wes. How would you like to know what is topping the charts in the jazz world in the United States of America these days? Well, I'm going to give you a cut from that album right now. We just heard a live recording recorded in Los Angeles, and here's a live recording recorded at the little jazz joint on the Upper West Side of Manhattan called Smoke. From the album Right on Time, here is the legendary pianist Harold Mayburn with Dance With Me on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
disco.
Be surprised, but that was Wes Montgomery with a big band Johnny Pates Orchestra from 1964 doing Duke Ellington's Caravan. More Wes Montgomery next hour on Jazz America.